Welcome to the Family Business.
It's a podcast where we discuss episodes of the show Supernatural.
Today we're on Season 1, Episode 9, Home.
Hi, I'm Tammy. I'm the mom.
I'm Erica. I'm the first daughter.
I'm Jasmine. I'm the second daughter.
And the first runawayer from Homer.
What?
You're gonna run away from home. You said you're leaving. You quit.
No, I said I quit. That's different.
Oh,
she's gonna live here. She's just gonna be a freeloader. Okay. So it's important to say that we will not discuss future episode spoilers. We're only gonna be talking about Season 1, Episode 9, or before that.
Yeah.
So in this episode, Sam and Dean go back home to Lawrence, Kansas, after Sam has visions of their old home.
Spooky.
Pretty scary.
So we open. It's dark.
It was really fucking dark this time.
I couldn't tell because I watched it on my laptop this time. I was like, is it just the lighting of my laptop?
No,
or is this
it was dark and it had the spookiest feeling when I opened it. Mm-hmm. Instantly, as soon as the first scene showed up, I was like, oh no. And then covered my eyes.
Yeah. So, Jenny was her name. She clearly had just moved in because she had all the boxes. She was going through stuff. And then the creepy kid comes downstairs. Did anyone else think that kid was super creepy?
I love that kid.
She was super creepy looking. She's like, there's something in my closet. And like,
you know who?
Terrified.
That kid looks like somebody's daughter that we know. No, she wasn't blonde. She had dark hair.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, it was just so dark. It was hard to tell what was happening.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, it was like,
I thought she had blonde hair.
It was like a light brown.
They put that kid in a wig? They change her hair in the scene? That's weird. Why would you guys do that? That seems like such an odd choice. Whatever.
More power to ya.
But anyway, the mom's like, oh, there's nothing in your closet. You know, classic mom response. And she goes up to look.
And then it gets her.
Did anyone...
What?
That's it. That's the end of the episode.
There's no mom. Anyway.
Mom, closet mom.
I was really amazed for some reason that the closet had double doors.
That was a huge closet.
And I was like, why? So this is the little girl's room.
And that was a huge closet, too.
Yeah. And apparently it was Sam's nursery before. And I was like, why is this closet like this?
It would have made more sense for, I don't know how the other closet was.
For the master bedroom, I would think.
Or even for Dean, because he could have kept toys in there, right?
Right.
They put a freaking nursery in there with the fucking giant-ass closet.
Maybe the other ones were even bigger.
That's a lot of room for onesies.
I want a closet like that. How many onesies did they have?
Okay.
Anyway.
So then the mom hears sounds in the basement. After she's like,
wait, can
oh,
we talk about the chair? Because this stuck with me so hard because I too put the chairs under.
Yes, I know.
And I was like, oh my gosh, she does what I do. And then I started analyzing myself and I was like, am I childlike in that way? Like, are my fears like that? Like, I mean, I'm not afraid of things in the closet, but I am afraid of things from the outside coming in. And so, while I don't do that to closet doors, I do that to, like, in and outdoors of the house. So, I was like,
I don't know. I don't think that's a normal child response.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she was extra anxious.
I don't know if my fears are immature, or if I'm, like,
well, it's a different fear, too.
It's still, I think it's kind of the same in that you're afraid something's gonna get you.
Also, we don't know what happened to her dad.
Mm-hmm, true.
So, like, it could have been, maybe he died of cancer. Maybe they just got divorced.
Maybe he tried to kill him.
Yeah, maybe he was fucking insane. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, her fear could have something to do with that, too.
So, yeah, I just thought that was funny because then I looked and said, oh my gosh, I do that same thing.
That's you related on a personal level.
Please turn your cell phones.
Looks like off.
I thought it was off.
Quit long ago.
I hate your phone right now. I'm gonna eat it.
This is just one little isolated sound. But, so.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, I identify with this poor traumatized little girl who thinks something's gonna get her too, because I too am a traumatized little girl who thinks something's gonna get me.
Don't worry, I'll fight the ghost for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, but the rats, no.
But also, I feel that that's a pretty effective way to keep something out. Just put that chair under.
Obviously not. Because,
like, if they try to, like, smash into it, I think for you it's a little more reasonable than for the girl, because real people can't smash through chairs very easily.
But ghost people...
Yeah,
they apparently
move that fucking thing.
Is there
shit.
A reason why ghost people don't exist outside of homes? Do they? They try to come into a house?
We cannot answer that.
I don't know, because I'm not a psychic medium.
She was like, ominous.
No.
Well, that's a spoiler.
I think that...
For future episodes, if we answer that.
I think she means just in general.
Like...
Oh.
Like... It's very common for a building or a home or whatever to have...
Well, you hear about, like, objects that have something linked to them.
Oh, like that Zach Bagans Museum?
Right.
That's not a home, but it is a building. Also, that Psychic Kids show I was watching, they said that some of those kids just got, like, assaulted by spirit walking down the street.
Yeah, see, so, that's the stories I don't usually hear. That's why it seems, I was just thinking, putting the chair under the doorknob.
I think it's just most people die in a building.
And feel connected to
Or feel connected to the building. Mm-hmm. So rather than...
And then, I mean, you do hear about, like, the old haunted places where, like... Oh, what am I talking about? Like, there's been episodes of this show with, like...
Forest.
The Lady in White and, like...
Yeah,
wandering this, so that's outside. But, I mean, that's a show.
There's also that whole...
My worlds are combined.
But she was also connected to the home in the sense that she was saying she could never go there.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'll do some research.
Yeah. Also, I think there's... Isn't there a whole forest in Japan?
Yeah.
That's like a suicide forest. And it
but
has
that's
like...
an area. But she said building. So, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't... I was just trying to think, would something of the supernatural world try to come in
to
the house? Because when you said nothing's trying to kick in the door, like, it's just...
Well, in this one, it's a little bit of a getting ahead, but in this one they said that that poltergeist attached there because there was the stuff that happened with the mom.
Yeah.
So, like, it didn't exist there. It came
there.
Yeah.
So then she hears weird sounds and goes to the basement, because that's what you do.
Was it the basement or the attic?
It was the basement.
It was the basement.
Basement, and it's always...
She looked up when
basement.
The sound happened, and I was like...
Well, yeah, because she heard it in her floor.
Oh, okay.
So that would have been the ceiling for the basement.
No, no, no. She was upstairs looking through stuff. When the noise happened, she looked up.
Oh. Did she?
Yeah.
Huh. Mm. Weird.
Maybe she's directionally challenged.
Maybe it was echoing all around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was just like, huh, that's weird.
Or maybe she was like, oh,
staring
no.
into the abyss.
Is that my kids?
Maybe she was praying to the heavens.
All good options. So please. The chair in front of the closet starts moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finds the chest with the pictures.
My favorite part was when she was like, please, God, don't let there be rats. Because I fucking identify with that
well,
so hard.
Well, I know
hard.
You do.
Yeah.
I won't even go out in the garage to do my laundry because I'm terrified of the beast.
So, yeah, the chair moves.
Oh, yeah.
Get back on track here.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I was focusing on the beasts.
I know. And then we see Fire Monster. In the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And flashbacks of Firebomb.
It cuts to the next scene.
See, so we all pretty much watched it on our own this time.
Yes.
But I was in there while Mom was watching it. I was manning the controls in case she needed to pause or rewind.
Uh-huh.
And right then she goes, "Fire Mom?" I never made that connection when I watched it. I don't remember really ever thinking it was Fire Mom, really.
I remember thinking it was either Fire Mom or it was the thing that got Fire Mom.
See, I think my brain just went straight to the thing that got Fire Mom.
I remember thinking, oh, which one is it?
I don't know why. I have no idea why.
Well, it makes sense they're in the house.
But from the very second I saw it, I was like, oh, it's Fire Mom. Like,
well, and it didn't even try to get her.
Back. You know? Yeah, and like, maybe that was part of it too. But the instant I saw her flames, I thought, oh, it's Fire Mom. She's back.
But like, that is scary. Seeing a fucking fire creature.
I don't care if it's nice or not. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Like, especially when you're a little kid and you just see it. You've never had
it
something
moves
like that
the chair
happen.
Out of the way.
That right there, I think I would probably will myself to die.
Yeah.
If I saw the chair moving
across
the
floor. Not killing me. I'm killing myself.
Oh, I'm taking a choice right now and I'm refusing to participate in this nightmare. No,
you can do what Ollie does where he just
falls over and dies.
He just pretends to be real still when the cats jump over him.
I can't imagine how fucking terrified I would be if I was already scared and I was... First of all, I don't even think I would be in that room after I really, really thought something was in the closet.
That's...
I would not. Yeah, I wouldn't have stayed in that room. I would have been too scared. Also, as the mom, I wouldn't have put my kid in there.
I was thinking the same thing. The mom, like, even closed the door. And I was like, oh shit,
good luck,
you're on your own. Like,
survival of the fittest.
Hope to see you in the morning.
When I was a kid, I would have had a heart attack if someone did that to me.
I would have too.
Well, if I was already scared.
Would this be pre or post exorcist at daycare?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't know. I don't really remember much pre-exorcist.
This would have really cemented it. This.
For anyone wondering what we're talking about, when I was 5 years old, my babysitter let me watch The Exorcist.
Instead of nap time.
And she was never the same.
Yeah, it changed me. It changed me at, like, it was like...
Do you
remember? Level.
Do you remember it at all?
I remember it. Oh yeah, I do.
See, I don't even remember it. I just remember thinking, I didn't take a nap for this.
Also, to be fair, please don't come for me. I didn't allow this. I had no idea this was happening.
Yeah.
And
this is not her fault.
The daycare provider was swiftly fired. My child never went back to that daycare,
and we don't usually watch movies like that.
Terrified, and I reported her promptly to the proper reporting places because that really changed you for life.
Yeah,
like that was.
I still won't watch scary movies.
That's probably what gave you anxiety, right there.
No, it probably had it before that. Honestly.
That's fair. Okay, so, and then the marble sound, the scratching, did it make you think of our old house?
Yes, it did. Yeah, it really did.
Yeah, because it sounded like they really walked into our old house, put a microphone up there, recorded the special effects sound.
And what used to get me about the old house, where we heard marble sounds and scratching in the ceiling all the time, was it seemed to be interactive with us and what we would say. And because I remember being in my bedroom and talking about it, and then it would like react and respond.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was a...
After a while, I just would say rats, and then to kind of cancel it out, I think, for myself.
Uh-huh.
To, like, reaffirm to myself, oh, that's nothing spooky.
One time, because, you know, the closet in...
Yeah, where I got the picture, room. Right?
Yeah. So, I heard knocking from inside of it. And I tried talking to it.
Did it do anything?
It did a few times.
But then it just stopped.
Yeah. Like, I asked it to do it again, and it did it.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Well, you go-centered it.
Yeah, I don't remember what else. It responded, like, 2 times, and then after that, it was done.
I was like, I'm tired, I'm gonna take
a nap. Yeah, and then I fell asleep.
I tried talking to it in the nights when it would wake me up at the door, mm-hmm. when it would knock on my door, mm-hmm. and then when it would ring the doorbell outside. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it responded very well because I was pissed off.
Yeah. I was very and calm in the
looking
moment,
back like, on it, do you think it was bad, or do you think it was just neutral?
I'm not sure, because I feel like it escalated.
Yes.
Over time, yeah.
Tremendously. So, I don't know what that means, but it did start very calm.
And a lot of bad happened in that house.
And it escalated. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then, when we were moving, the neighbor, Margarita, you remember her? She said... she didn't want to tell me all this for some reason in the beginning, but when the house was for sale and everything uh-huh. that was going on, she opened up and starts telling me about how the whole court is haunted, and about how they call it divorce court because nobody in that court stays married, uh-huh. and everybody breaks up, everybody sells their house, like, she's like, it's a plague, it just affects the whole court.
Thanks for the warning,
and I'm
Margarita.
Like, oh, how dare you
should have told
me.
Maybe she didn't want to, like, bias you in
yeah.
some
yeah.
way.
Well,
like,
yeah, and...
She wanted to, like, see if it was true.
She was doing a science experiment on your life.
Yeah, that house... Fair. I don't know what to feel, because I feel like it was definitely escalating the whole time yeah. we were there. And so I don't know where it would have stopped, because I feel like maybe it just wasn't, like, dangerous. But what's dangerous? You know, yeah. like, I mean, our lives were tremendously affected mm-hmm. at the time we were in that house negatively
yeah,
by
and
something.
And I don't know, yeah, I don't know if it was coincidence.
Yeah.
Or if it was just everything all at the same time or what. Like, mm-hmm. it was weird. Anyway, back to the show. Sam has a nightmare. He's been having a lot of nightmares lately.
Poor guy.
I get it. Nightmares suck.
I don't have that many nightmares.
I don't either, but I have had nightmares, yeah. and I don't enjoy them.
I feel like I could relate.
Nightmares are my worst complaint.
In life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fuck a lot of shit up. So, he has nightmares of Jenny in the bedroom window. I was going to say Wendy. In the bedroom, Wendy.
Jenny and the Wendy.
and she's, like, screaming and flailing
that
for help.
That scene was terrifying.
It was.
Yeah.
That
and
she
it came
looked
out of nowhere.
Hysterically mm-hmm. frantic.
She was a good actress.
She was.
Yeah. yeah.
Let's find her and give her an award.
Shout out to Jenny.
You were great.
I'll make good her an job. Award. I'll
Jenny
hand
from
draw
the
it.
Block.
Mm-hmm. We'll call her that. Yeah. We'll
and
just...
then... promptly hire a lawyer to defend ourselves
yeah,
from killing J-Lo's whole identity.
No,
J-Lo, don't come for us.
J-Lo is Jenny from The Block.
This is
but,
Fire Mom from The
Closet.
Closet, yeah.
At first he tries to play it off. But, like, Dean can tell something's weird.
Yeah.
And I don't know, did you see when he's, like, flipping through all those pictures he did? And every picture's that same fucking tree?
Yeah. He's like, hold on, I've seen this before.
Yeah, because you drew it 75 times. And then my favorite part is when Dean keeps saying different cases, and they escalate.
Yes, yes. I love the last one.
Yeah.
I wrote it down. Let me see, where is it? Oh, God. A guy here in Sacramento shot himself in the head three times.
Three.
And then I was like, I mean, that just sounds like a murder case. I mean, that doesn't mean it's supernatural.
But maybe they did the angles.
Yeah,
and maybe. And you can technically get injured in the head and still be alive.
Yeah, it's happened.
But it was just so funny because he goes three, and then he yeah. does it again, and like, you didn't hear me. And so I like that. And then when he goes, anything, any of this blowing up your skirt, pal?
Yeah.
And then that's when Sam's like, I've seen this before.
He kind of gives... Tree.
He kind of gives, like, Batman vibes right there. Because he's, like, so... Oh! So
just brooding. Sealing the deal into my heart, Jared Padalecki.
He's so brooding, and he's like, I've seen this before. And then Dean's like, sunshine on Dean, yeah. And Jared's over here in a dark corner.
The shadow over his face, you can barely see
the emo
him.
Hair flip.
In a cave somewhere.
Hey, don't talk shit on the emo hair.
I can talk shit on the emo hair. I had emo hair for a minute.
I love me some emo hair.
And I didn't talk shit on it. I merely said it for emotional mm-hmm. effect.
It's emotional support hair.
It's true, that hair helped me through many rough times.
Sam recognizes the weird spooky tree drawing mm-hmm. and tells Dean, yo, we gotta go home.
I love this part. Man, I love Jared Padalecki. This may come as a surprise
this
to some
what,
of you.
What?
You like Jared here?
Yes.
Okay, Jared.
Let
just...
me tell you.
Okay,
the
tell
man
me.
Could do anything, and I would be like, that was so well done. Like, I don't know why. Yeah, I realize it. Yeah, I know. And I'm just like.
Just to clarify, it's not a romantic crush.
No.
Like, you don't think he's
cute. No. It's like a true soul.
Like, appreciation.
Appreciation. An honest love for this man. I don't know why. I feel a connection to him. I have no idea why.
And it goes back to Gilmore Girls. It's not, I wouldn't even say it's because of Gilmore Girls. Because, like...
She liked him from the gate?
Yeah, she liked him as soon as he was in Gilmore Girls. That is her, like, that is the hill she will die on.
It is. 100%.
Spoiler alert.
Whoops.
Wait a minute.
We'll just cut that part out.
Rory should have been beep.
It was all wrong beeping.
Some bad beeping going on.
Take your beeps and get the beep out of here.
Okay, but yes, and I don't know. I guess the closest feeling that I could say is like, it's like a, I don't know if I want to call it a motherly, because I'm not like, I don't feel like his mom. It's just
like family.
Yeah, it's like such a deep, and it's not like, oh, I think he's so cute. I mean, he's attractive, but I don't, it's not, it's something weird. I don't know, but I adore him, mm-hmm. and I truly think the man can do no wrong. It's so weird. Every single, somebody else could do exactly what he does, and I'd be like, that's such bullshit. Look at that. That's so fake and ridiculous. But he does, and I'm like, oh, a new door has opened up in this world, and Jared Padalecki has allowed us all to walk through it with grace and glory. Like, I don't know why. I have no idea. But I loved him in this part. I love this part because it was just so emotional. And, like, he's such a good actor. He's so good.
My thing is, I really thought this would be where you like Dean. Because you can see every freaking emotion
mm-hmm.
go across his face. And it doesn't feel forced to me.
There is a part in this where I like Dean. And it's not this part.
I want to say, Dean in this episode... is amazing.
Yep.
Like, Jensen Ackles does such a good job in this episode of portraying every emotion just enough. Mm-hmm. He doesn't overdo it.
They are such good actors.
And what acting little, school did you go to, Jensen
right.
Ackles?
There's some little cheesy parts where it's kind
of
funny
course.
And, like, goofy and whatever, but, man... They get those feeling parts mm-hmm. so right. Like,
yeah.
They get it so good when they really... Like, that's why I like this part with Jared Padalecki. But that's why I like this part so much with Jared Padalecki, because it was so... Like, his face, every twitch, every movement on his face was so genuine and real. And it was so, like...
And that's how I felt about Dean.
Oh,
was like,
so good.
But I thought this... You would see Dean in a new light right here, because mm-hmm. this is where I recognize... That he had more emotional range.
Right, because up until then, he hasn't really been doing that much. I think the, like, most he's really shown is, like, when he was trying to help the kid in Dead in the Water.
Yeah.
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 Like, he kind of showed a little bit there.
But it stayed kind of shallow a
right.
little bit, like.
Shallow.
Yeah.
Dead in the Water. But
well, it
in
takes,
this,
like, 2 inches or whatever.
Yeah, but in this, he's, like, He just turned it up just a little bit.
And I did feel that, but not at this part. It's coming up.
I know what part.
Mm-hmm. And although it's not their home anymore, but I guess maybe it always will be. Yeah.
They don't really have a home now.
Home is where the fire mom is.
I liked this. Oh, let's get that on a shirt. Home is where the fire mom is. I love it. And have a nice little toasty fire in the middle.
And people are going to think it's like, yo, this mom is fire.
Yeah. It's like, no. No, it's so much worse.
Yeah, she's literally fire.
It's lit. So, they go, I like this part. They go up to the door.
Yes!
And they knock on the door, and clearly there was no plan, mm-hmm. and
they had all this time to drive there. They didn't talk about it.
They had other stuff on their mind, I guess. But, also, there was some scenes, emotional scenes in the car, too, where they were talking and stuff, and I really liked, I just really liked Sam's face in this. He was so, like, believable.
Expressive.
Yeah, and it was really, like, I don't know, these guys, I guess I'm just realizing the actors really do, like, practice and, like, have a, it's a craft, you know? Like, I can't just produce those feelings and faces on command, so good job, guys. Anyways, they're at the door, and so that's when Jenny answers the door, and they decide separately what they're going to do.
Yes.
And I thought this was so funny, because normally it's like, hey, we're with the FBI, blah, blah, blah. And so Dean starts to say something, and I can't remember what it was. Hi, we're with the whatever. And then,
I think it was FBI.
And then Sam is like, hey,
we used to live here,
and we just thought we'd stop by. And she's like, hey. And they're like, we're Sam and Dean Winchester. And she's like, huh, I just found some things that belong to you yesterday in the house. And then they're like intrigued. And then all I can think of is at this point is, oh my God, people will open the door for anyone.
I was just going to say, she literally just lets them into her house after Dean was trying to lie to her.
Oh, my God. I know.
I mean, you don't know if that's a lie. They might actually be with the FBI.
But here's the thing.
She doesn't know right now.
You try so hard to put yourself in that situation.
Yeah, I wouldn't have let
I don't even open the door when it's someone I know, usually. Like, if it's someone I don't know, you ain't even getting a response.
Mm-hmm.
Like, leave your pamphlet and get the hell out. I do not open the door.
It's like a...
for anyone.
30% chance I'll open the door.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look outside, see if they look dangerous. Sam and Dean, 6 foot, foot four.
Dressed in leather jacket.
Yeah, no.
Like, they don't look professional, I'll say. I don't like to judge a book.
And I don't care if their car broke down, ask somebody else for help.
When that book's at your front door, it's two men. You're a woman in the house with little children to protect.
You just moved in.
And then, let me say, when they come in.
Yeah!
The first question, do you have family?
Yeah.
No, get
this
out.
This is so insane to me, the amount of times that they get into people's homes.
Yeah.
And I do not want to be sexist here, but I will just say the amount of women who let strange men into their home without a problem is alarming to me.
Yeah.
It's shocking to me.
Although, it's
now
a show.
I don't know
if it's real.
I know this is a show. But I was just taken back by it. I was like, oh my God, please no. Here we go.
I guess you could think about, like, Tinder. It's not much different. They're letting somebody they don't know.
I listen to so many podcasts. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe I shouldn't be watching all the datelines and all the... But these are all true stories.
Yeah.
And this shit happens.
I think it's good to be safe. Like,
please don't let people in your house.
I don't understand why you would let someone into your house. There's no reason for it. I mean, sure, in this case, there was a reason for it.
But she
didn't
know
that.
The reason.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it just terrifies me. Just please don't let people in your home.
So then... Dean's face is kind of weird when she starts complaining about the house. And I think it's because he's like, oh shit, the dreams are real.
Mm-hmm.
But she takes it as,
you're talking shit on my home.
Yeah. And I think it's funny to see how easily, like, the perspective can shift.
Yeah. And also, I will say, I was so uncomfortable, and it happens a couple of times in this episode, with the pushing and the questioning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a pushiness that would immediately shut me down if it was happening in real life.
Me too.
And they just push, and that they ask a question.
And then they're like, oh, what else?
Yeah, oh, and then what else? Oh, and then what happened? Oh, and then what? And then, like, and the other person is just so relaxed and, like, just keeps pumping out the answers. And I'm like,
I think some people convey that as interest when somebody's asking you questions about your experience.
Yes, but there's a way.
Usually, you say, oh, do you like living in this house? And then they say something, and you would say, well, when we lived here, we didn't have that problem, but it was a newer house. What other problems are you facing?
Yeah, what other kind of things did you have? But they cut all that out, and it was like, do you like living in this house? Well, there's a few problems. What are they?
Yeah.
Well, they're this. What else?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this. And then what happened? Like, it's kind of like the strong arm of the law questioning.
I think they also have
thing.
To... because it's a show, move the story along faster.
Yeah. Yeah,
so they can't make
all
that small talk.
So maybe that was all there, but they just cut it all out.
Because she didn't look super put off by the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Though
I questioned her judgment in the first place, because she just let two strange men in her house, so I don't even know.
And, I mean, she found their pictures or whatever, but that's still no reason.
In my notes I have, if it feels haunted and looks haunted, and then I drew a little
rats.
Then there's rats in your basement.
That's how I went with it. Although, I don't know why, because living in this house and the house before the last house, I found out how scared I am of rats.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I would be as scared of a ghost.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was a poltergeist, but if it was just a ghost, I think I'd be fine. So... oh, I thought that it was weird that, okay, so while they were on the way to the car, leaving Jenny's house, they were both kind of frantic, right? Like, they were like, Dean's like, oh, shit, it's coming true.
Yeah.
But when they get to the car, Sam's still progressively getting frantic, and Dean has to be the kind of logical one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was so weird to see that dynamic.
I liked that, because you could see that Sam was, like, freaking out. He was like, no, we have to get them out now.
Exactly.
And I don't care what we tell them, and it just gotta happen. And Dean was like, well, we should handle this like any other case. Like, don't let it get the best of you. So it was nice to see the difference. Because usually, it'd be the other way around.
And when Jenny was confirming kind of everything that they had experienced or that they had thought was going on, and then you can just see, you can just see Dean like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, so that's happening. True. And then you can see Sam like, see?
Yeah.
See, this is happening. I told you.
Like, I told you. We need to hurry right now.
Let's do something. What are we going to do right now? Yeah. And then it just carries on and escalates all the way out to the car, which
and
was
like, Sam still stays up here spinning.
Yeah.
And Dean is up here for a minute, but slowly
tries to bring.
Yeah. But I really like that, because that's not usually how it goes.
And it was good. It added, like, the whole sense of urgency, and it added, like, how emotional, Sam is about it, and just, like, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It showed their, like, how differently they were reacting, and, like, because Sam doesn't really even remember the situation, you know? He's just freaking out. And Dean, he remembers.
So he's, like, trying to process all
of
it.
Yeah. Like, he has more to, like, mentally.
Oh, yeah. Like, when they
unpack.
Go to the gas station, and then Sam didn't know that Dean carried him out.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was crazy that they hadn't talked about that before, but I guess if it's a
you
rough thing, you would want to bring it up.
And it seems like Dean is, like, low on details and low on like talking
like,
about
it like, happened, let's move on.
Yeah, it's like, oh yep, we did that, and then now we're here.
Yeah. And then I like it because he's trying to stay real calm just for Sam.
Yes. And I just thought, I didn't realize that. I just thought, oh, that's just him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just being...
Until he goes and calls his dad.
Man, I lost it when he called his dad.
You cried?
Because, I felt his helplessness.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing gets me like when you lose hope and you don't know what to do and you feel helpless. And that just hit me so hard. And I was not expecting that at all.
Was
I was
so
shocked.
Good.
It had so much power. It had so much, like, emphasis and... I don't know what the word is. I don't have the
And it was
word,
subtle. But... It wasn't like... He wasn't like...
Yeah,
sobbing.
It wasn't like
yeah.
a great buildup to this huge
right.
moment.
Uh-huh.
But, oh my gosh. It just... He lost it, and then
uh-huh.
I lost it. And I was like, oh, he's a human.
This right here is why John Winchester is a terrible fucking dad.
I never realized.
When Sam first starts telling Dean about his dreams and stuff, Dean is like... kind of dismissive and doesn't really believe him.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of weird because, I mean, you deal with the supernatural for a living. Like,
right.
You should kind of be trusting your brother when he thinks that something's up.
Yeah, but I took it to be two things. One, Jared, or, well, Sam, had never shown this thing before.
Yeah.
Right? Two, he doesn't want to go home.
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, that's
he's,
the
like,
only
to...
reason. Like, he's like, oh no, haha, you're just whatever. Like, you're imagining it. It's fine. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Even though Dean has shown concern about the nightmares that Sam
right.
has had before.
Uh-huh.
And
now
so now
fine.
All of a sudden he's like trying to downplay it. Like, no. It's fine. Yeah, I'm aware of your nightmares, but it's fine.
Yeah.
So. Now, Sam and Dean get in the car and go home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Until the end of this, and I know this is skipping a little far, so we'll talk
we'll
about
wait for
it at
that.
The end,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I never...
But, yeah, I thought that call was really good because it showed just how much he really is, like, freaking out from this case, but he doesn't want to show Sam.
I just can't get over that phone call.
It was so good.
I think
it
John
was...
Winchester is my least favorite character in the whole show.
He's an ass.
That was such a good call on that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, a terrible phone call, but a great...
great part to
a great
add
part.
In.
Like,
yeah.
It was so... That's the first time in all of these episodes that I felt a human connection to Dean.
Do you like the show now?
I do. I love it.
Okay.
I really like this episode a lot. I like the episode a whole lot. Last episode. This episode I really like, too.
Which one do you like better?
Hard to tell. I really like the connections in this one.
Yeah.
I just liked it so much. But
makes
it's
sense.
Like a tie. I like them both.
Two things are happening simultaneously next.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the garbage disposal man first. Dude. Okay, first of all, when the toys are going off on their own, that's
that
the freakiest
was a creepy
shit.
Creepy looking monkey.
That monkey was really creepy looking.
That is.
That looked like something I would buy from an antique store because it looked creepy.
And then
I
you
to
face
freak
it to
my
the
friend
wall
out.
Because you can't stand looking at its face.
Shout out to you, Dan. But, oh, shit. That was so creepy. And then I'm thinking of our old house.
How
every toy
used to go
in that side room,
yeah.
before I moved into the side room,
would constantly.
Oh, the wheels on the bus go round and round. Oh my god. It was so. And then it would switch to Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Why? I don't know.
Okay!
Just in case you don't speak English,
I wanted
of course.
To scare you in both languages. It was so stressful. I was like, this is where it gets me. But, oh man, that alone freaks me the... I could have been down right there. That's where I would have willed myself to die.
Like, you know
yeah.
what? I'm gonna leave now.
You can't even fucking blame the rats this
yeah.
time. Oh, must have been a rat. Yeah, playing with the fucking monkey toy. No.
I'm not qualified for this repair. I don't know. Call someone else. Bye.
The disposal's gonna get me.
That was terrifying.
So, he unplugs it. You see him unplug it. It makes it very mm-hmm. clear that he turns it off. He checks the power.
Yeah.
He's a very smart man.
He did everything by the book, and I commend him.
But he's still fucking armless.
At least. Did we even get an update on him?
No.
Is he alive?
Well, he's alive, and there's a part where she's on the phone with the company.
Yeah, and she's like, I feel bad about his hand, but am I really liable?
Yeah, I remember that
part. His arm was, like, from here, yeah. like, forearm, maybe, like, 3 inches from his elbow, down in the disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And blood was coming out of that thing.
I've
like
actually put
crazy.
My hand down in a garbage disposal before, and they're not even that deep. So what was he doing? Like, where was he going with that? Like,
well, maybe he knows secrets you don't.
There's a secret...
secret portal.
Maybe every disposal is different.
I mean, you see where the sink ends and where that thing goes. Like, you're like...
His hand was down in the pipe at that point.
Yeah, it was real far.
Yeah.
Not how
he
it
had
works.
To figure out what was going on.
There but also, scenes like that are why I have trust issues, because it's humanly impossible for that to happen, yet it still happened.
Uh-huh.
And so, anytime...
the damn
I mean, shout out to the plumbers. They're like... they're
risking
the,
their arms.
They're
day.
The ones
they're
risking
the
their lives for us to just...
Let's pay plumbers more, am I right?
Yeah.
Everybody deserves more than what they make. I think we can all agree that
yeah.
every job is hard and everyone deserves more money.
That is so true.
You deserve money just for existing.
Oh,
life
God,
is hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say, with the exception of, like, CEOs and people who already sit at their desks and make millions off the backs of hardworking laborers out there during this pandemic...
We know who you mean.
But I digress.
We know that well.
So, yeah, I just... While I like the repairman, I feel like he was not a very good actor.
Because... I mean, how would you react in that situation?
I don't know, but did you see this? The shot of,
I feel
like
I'd be
from,
saying fuck a lot.
Yeah, from... It was, like, from where the pipes are,
yes.
and you
yeah.
can see his feet.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone can be the acting powerhouse that Sam and Dean were in this.
That's
true.
So, I mean, just by that standard, everyone else is gonna suck.
I mean, I thought the kid was good, Jenny was good, Missouri Mosley...
Firemom's great.
I loved her.
I do too. She's great. She's
sassy.
She's
a great actress.
Yeah, she was good.
And she would have been my favorite character if she hadn't been lying.
Dun dun dun.
But we'll get to that later.
Anyway.
That brings us to Missouri Mosley.
Here we are.
So.
Wait, the mechanic.
Oh, sorry, let's talk about this. So simultaneously, we have Disposal Man, and then we're at the mechanic.
Why are we at the mechanic?
Because he worked with the dad. They owned the garage together.
And they decided they were going to talk to...
the people of the past.
People that knew their dad.
Mm-hmm.
The ghost of John Winchester's past. So, I don't remember his name. Did they ever say...
I don't think so.
Mike, maybe?
If they did, I didn't catch it.
Maybe Mike.
And I feel like if it was Mike, I would have remembered it.
I think I saw online that it was Mike. I didn't catch it from the show. But anyway, they're talking to him, and he says a few traits, stubborn, sore loser, loved his family.
Sounds like a great guy.
Right? Sounds kind of toxic. Not gonna lie. Mary, what were you thinking?
Just thinking, I'm on fire.
No. Not then. He wouldn't talk at first about all the things they went through because of shock, but I also think because there was, like, that supernatural element.
And he didn't know.
And he didn't
yeah.
know. And
yeah.
he didn't know how to explain that. And then at some point, he just didn't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, fuck it. Yeah, something caused that fire. I know it.
Yep.
And I think by doing that, he was hoping that other people would
yeah.
tell him, oh yeah, something weird happened to me like that once.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe find more
yeah.
situations similar. The guy says he wasn't thinking straight, because obviously he's never had anything like that happen. Like, his scope of understanding isn't the same. He says he got weirder and weirder, read strange books, and went to palm readers. And I'm like,
okay, first of all, that's not that weird.
I read strange books.
Yeah. Second of all, what were these books that he was reading? Like, exactly. What?
I want it to be like the Atlas of...
I want
it
to be like, so your wife died by catching fire on the ceiling.
And what other stories.
Fire moms for dummies.
And so Sam and Dean think, because dude didn't have the psychic's name, they think, aw shit, we know what to do.
But also, this is where the pushiness got really over the top. Like, where they were like, okay, here's this guy.
Well, they said they were FBI, so they had a right to be pushy.
Which is true, but it was like, and then what? And what else? And then what? And what else? And I'm like, dude, this was like 20 years ago, and the people,
as far as the guy knows, the house just caught on fire.
Exactly. Like, why would he think it was weird? Yeah, except that you find out he kind of did think it was weird, because the weird books and such, reading is weird to some people, so whatever. But, they both kept on and kept on. And what else? Do you have a name?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I was like, oh my God, stop. That's a good way to get people to shut up and stop telling you things.
Yeah. So they decide, we're going to look up psychics. Then they're at a payphone. And I like that part.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
And
there was a phone book, like, not just a payphone, but there was a phone book.
That you never saw one at a payphone?
Yeah, but, like...
It was real.
Those like, a long time ago.
It was just so crazy. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, and this was 2005.
They were still prevalent.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I think there was one when I went to my first high school.
Mm-hmm.
There was one over, like, under... You know how it was on the university, so there was, like, a lounge, and it was right in front of the lounge.
Yeah.
And it had a payphone, and it also had one of those 1-800-JESUS numbers.
Yeah, I remember there was one right outside the Central Mart we used to go to.
Yeah. And it had a phone book?
I don't remember if there was a phone book or not.
They had good cookies.
You know what it made me flash back to?
Hmm.
What was that... I can never remember the name of that movie that we watched. The weird one. The aliens and the...
Oh, Abducted in Plain Sight?
Yes.
Oh, and God, I love that
There
movie.
Was a part in that where there was a phone book.
Is it a movie? It's a documentary.
Yeah, but it can still be a movie.
It's considered a movie?
Yeah.
It's weird to call it that.
I know. But also one of my favorites. But there was a part in that where... He was at a payphone and he was calling the parents when he had the daughter. Mm-hmm. And he was talking to them and he had a payphone. And then, what was that, in like the 70s or something. Yeah. And so it just made me flash back to that part of that movie where I was like, oh God.
Anytime I see a payphone, I think of Doctor Who.
I think of that Maroon 5 song.
I'm at a payphone.
Yeah, because I'm like, Adam Levine, how many payphones you've been at in your whole life? Because, like, I grew up when they were a thing, but the only time I ever remember using one was when my friends decided to prank call our old sixth grade teacher.
I remember you prank called Mom once on one.
We did?
You and Alonzo.
Oh, yeah. Alonzo was a fun kid.
You said that you lost me.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I remember.
I was an asshole.
This is messed up. You said I...
I was such a jerk.
Yeah. I don't remember
you
this
You ready
at all.
For what you said? Are you ready for what you said?
No, please don't.
You said that I ran down the street away from you screaming, I'm a muffin, I'm a muffin.
So you had to know that it was fake.
Yeah.
So it wasn't...
But that was, like, at the end you said that.
When,
like, at first you got it worked up, and you were like, I don't know, she just ran away from us. And Mom's like, what do you mean? And you're like, I don't know, she just ran away screaming, I'm a muffin, I'm a muffin. And she's like, God damn it, Erica.
I don't remember one word of this. Oh, I do not remember this at all.
It was from a payphone. It was like when we were like walking one of those days. Like,
it had to have been Alonzo's idea.
It was.
Because I don't come up with lies on my own.
No, but you sure do go along with that shit so easily. Okay, yeah, let's do it. Oh my god.
Let me just apologize.
That's so prevalent in my memory.
I like to think
of that like at least once a month.
I can.
You think about when you were a Muppet?
Yeah.
I can think about this in a couple different ways. One, I know how I used to be, and I know how likely I am to believe of you doing something crazy. So I would be like, well, it's a possibility.
You really would have thought I would just run away from
you. But I also know, like, your anxiety, and I also know, like, you're not going to run away into the unknown from what you know, and you would be terrified. And then also, if Alonzo's involved, I already know there's some shenanigan bullshit going on. And her, at the time,
yes,
in her trouble years, causing me all the heartache. So I like to believe, though, that I didn't believe it for a second.
I like to believe you didn't either, because it's just so ridiculous, especially the muffin part.
Well, yeah.
But I feel like you would have been skeptical from the gate.
Yeah.
Also because I'm not a good liar.
Right.
No matter
and
how hard
lie.
I try.
Yeah.
In the book it says, the first line, or in their dad's journal, it says, I went to Missouri and I learned the truth.
Nice way to be cryptic, Dad.
I mean, that's literally her name, though.
Yeah, but...
But then Dean's like, I always thought it was the state.
Yeah, he's like,
and how messed
what's
up?
So great about dumb old Missouri?
How messed up is that? What if he would have built his life around going to Missouri?
To Missouri.
I gotta go to Missouri. Like, what if he would have taken that? It's just messed up.
Also, I'm wondering when did they start reading John's journal? Because he says, I always thought he meant Missouri, but before this, when I first watched, I thought that they didn't start reading it until the dad disappeared and didn't take his journal.
Well, yeah, I think that
maybe that's what he's
been
referencing
now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Always since the first time I read it, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Since everyone's looking at me, I guess it's me. Missouri Mosley is the psychic. They look her up in the phone book, and they go. And they are sitting in the entranceway at her shop or office. And she comes out with a client and she's walking him out. She's finished with him and she's walking him to the door. Sam and Dean are sitting there. And then she tells him, yes, everything's great. It's going to be wonderful. And, oh, sunshine and roses and have a great time. And then he walks out. And then she turns around and says, oh, poor guy. His wife's cheating on him. And then Sam and Dean are like, what? Well, then why? Why didn't you just tell him? And she's like, people don't want to hear the truth. They just... So, and then they say, and then she says, people don't want to hear the truth. They just want to feel better? Is that what she said?
Get the quote right.
What is it?
I wrote it down because this is my favorite quote.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler.
Let's go.
People don't come for the truth. They come for good news.
Good news. That's what it was. Which I thought was a weird good news. But anyway,
No, it makes sense though because like...
I would like to rewrite that quote. Like, people don't come for the truth. They come for what they want to hear.
But what about
like
the
that.
Best quote that Missouri Mosley says when she says... You boys grew up handsome, and you were a goofy-looking kid.
She really just had, like, the best lines.
And,
honestly.
So she's, like, she kind of reminded me of Grandma a little bit, because she had, like, that southern feel.
Yeah.
And she had the quick-witted sayings and the all of that, so she kind of reminded me of my grandma. But,
Missouri's not southern, huh?
Yeah, Missouri's southern.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't it not?
Isn't it in, like, the middle?
I thought it was up. So we're here, Oregon and Washington, and
Missouri is,
like,
deep
up here.
I consider it southern, but I don't know if it's, like, physically southern.
Well, I'm thinking of Southern as like an entire entity of itself.
She's like, thinking like culture.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant. Like,
I think culture-wise, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think technically it's placed. I don't think it's placed in the South.
I don't think it's technically.
You're going to find out some truth now. Some Missourians going to come for you.
Yeah, they're going to hate us.
I hope so. I'm not the best at geography, but I am better than math.
I just looked at a map of the U.S. yesterday, and I still can't tell you where Missouri is. I said Missouri.
I think that's how you say it. So anyways, so she says, Sam and Dean, come on in. She literally had no idea who they were.
Yeah.
She just knew them.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of overkill, a little crazy. But...
Was John already there?
Right. Which probably,
Yeah.
And...
Because Dean called him.
Right.
John Winchester.
And then he's like, they're coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, Sam and Dean, come on in. And they're like, oh my God, you're
psychic.
And she's like, yeah, your dad's in my attic.
Yeah.
Like, he told me all about it. Fire mom. Yeah, yeah.
I got the lowdown.
So
now it makes me question her authenticity.
Right.
Because she didn't even know when the spirit was still there.
Well, but she knows. She shakes Sam's hand and knows some shit.
But she does say his powers are way stronger than hers.
Who knows? Like, John could have filled her in.
John didn't know about Jessica, did he?
We don't know. Like...
Really know John?
Yeah. John. We don't know how much Dean has told him through the messages.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyways, they come in. They talk to Missouri. She talks to them. She says, hey, I know you. They're like, hey, we just found out who you are. Can you help us? Let me see. Did I have anything written down?
Sam loves her.
Yeah.
Sam has, like... the biggest smile anytime he's around her.
And I think it's funny because she kind of beats Dean down a little bit, which most people don't normally do. I think they kind of are, like, pro-Dean. Like, in the girls and, like, I feel like everybody's, like, in the episodes that I've seen so far, I feel like everybody's kind of like, oh, Dean, you know, they kind of, like... fawn over him, and then Sam's just like, yeah, whatever. So this is like the tables have turned a little bit, and she's like, oh, and you were a goofy looking kid, and he's like, yeah, you're a goofy looking kid. I wasn't, but you were.
So what I got from it was she was kind of being like motherly, like in a rough way,
right?
But I felt like she was being motherly, and Sam never had that.
Right.
Yeah. So Sam was like, this is great.
I love this.
And Dean is like, you're just grouchy and telling me what to do.
Yeah. And like, you're being mean to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like you.
Ugh. Yeah. And so I thought it was funny to see, like, but maybe I was looking too far into it. Because I just thought it was, like, kind of like, you know, she was scolding him. Like,
yeah. And she was, like, harsher.
Yeah.
In her ways. Like, she was just, but also you could tell that tenderness was there, like that love underneath, and that she had her.
Like, she didn't hate Dean.
Right.
It was very much like a grandma.
Wanted him to behave appropriately. Yeah.
Stop being a little shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she says that John took him to the firehouse. Not like a firehouse or a fireman house, but fireball house.
Chili cook off.
And she said that whatever it was gone, but she knew it was pure evil.
Evil.
Shout out to SpongeBob.
So she goes inside the house. They take her there. She goes inside. And she says, it's not what took their mom.
Yeah, I feel like you're skipping a little bit, though.
Yeah, they meet the girl at the door. They say, oh, you got a spooky.
You're also forgetting the juice junkie gets caught in the fridge.
The what?
The kid. Richie, the juice junkie.
Oh, well, that's not my part. You were looking at me like it was my part.
Well, that's what it happens right when they get there. Like, they're getting there, the juice happens.
Yeah, but they weren't there yet.
I mean, maybe they were outside. We don't know which part happens when.
Did you hear the loud car pull up?
No.
Did you hear a squeaky door?
No. They weren't there yet.
Okay, well, we forgot the juice, junkie boy.
Right, so we'll go back.
That's the cats knocking at the door. It's not a poltergeist. So, I just thought it was weird that the ghost decides to, like, trap the kid in the fridge.
What an odd choice.
Right?
I mean,
the fridge.
I felt like it was kind of weird because... Okay, so I felt like it was weird because I don't know how these things work, and I don't know how they, like, I will say, and maybe I'm wrong, but my thought was they don't put that much thought into these things.
Yeah.
It was like they're, if they're out to do bad, they do bad.
Yeah. They would just, like, smack the kid with the gate that it knocked down or whatever.
Smash him in the gate or something.
Yeah, I feel like that something... would be, I don't think... It would play the mind games.
Yeah, and that's the part where I got confused because I was like, do they think? And, like, because obviously the kid wants the juice. They're going to lure the kid to the juice. This is going to explain it on all the levels. But do they think that way? Like, is that how it goes?
Although it is a poltergeist. It's slightly different from, like, a ghost. So maybe that's how they're justifying it, like. Those are more...
I just felt like it would just want to do something immediate.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
And reactionary. And, like, quick. Like,
oh,
the lady's even if out, it wasn't, like, pinch the kid or something.
Even if it was just to hurt the kid.
Right. Yeah, like, even if they weren't ready to kill anybody yet. If it was just trying to fuck with the mom's thinking, I feel like it would have at least hurt the kid.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Because, like, also, that's a lot of relying on the kid.
Yeah. Hoping because, that the kid gets to the fridge.
Because what if the kid just wants to play with the toys?
And that the kid climbs in.
And also that
he climbed all the way in the fridge.
And there's a perfect kid-sized space in that fridge with a low shelf, wide open space for him to get in there, get his juice, turn around, and then
and there was, like, no other shelving. It was just the one shelf. Like, what kind of fridge is that?
Yeah, it was weird.
So then they show up with Missouri. As she's freaking out, she has the kid. She's like, oh God, what am I going to do? We moved into a spooky house.
Spooky.
And Missouri's like, it's okay. We got you.
And now she's letting in three strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Although,
now it makes a little more sense, though.
If I open the door, and Missouri Mosley was standing there and telling me, you know there's a ghost and I know there's a ghost. Let me help you.
True.
Yeah. I'd probably be like, fuck. You right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would let Sam and Dean in, too, because that would make me more nervous. But if I had already let them in, then they didn't hurt me.
And I didn't know what made me more nervous, the fact that she's letting them all in with her, or the fact that they're all telling her to get her kids and leave so that they could be in her house alone. And I'm like, what do you do at this point? Like, this poor mom is, like, traumatized all the hell. The kids are, too. And get out.
I would just, like... wait in the front yard or something, maybe.
I would be...
Because they're telling you to leave, and I'd be thinking, okay, what are you going to do, rob my house while I'm gone?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to burn my house
to
the ground?
This is, like, the second one in a row where they try to, like, get people out of their house, and I'm not about that.
I think they were just worried that while they were doing this, the kids or the mom would get hurt.
Well, no, I know, but that's what I'm
but
saying.
Yeah, but still, like, on her level, you know what? I'm going to give all the credit to Jared Padalecki here. I think he soothed her.
I'm thinking it was Missouri.
I think he made her feel comfortable. I think maybe a little bit Missouri, but I think mostly Jared.
Grandma vibes.
I think it was mostly Sam because
I think you're biased.
I mean, yeah, aren't we all? But good job.
So Missouri goes up to the kids' room. She said that's, like, the hot spot.
Hot spot, yeah.
It was Sam's nursery. It's where all the shenanigans went down.
Horrible.
And she said that it left a wound that got infected via poltergeist.
And then they're like, what do you mean?
Yeah. And I'm like, it's kind of self-explanatory, but
it's,
whatever.
It's a wound. It's got some germs.
Yeah. Do you not know biology? But anyway.
You never had a cut? Come on.
You guys fight demons for a living. I'm pretty sure you had to cut it. She says there's a poltergeist and something else, but she doesn't know what that is. To me, at this point, it was obvious that it was Fire Mom.
I think, yeah, but I never thought that.
Really?
Also, not that I can remember. Also, I think she knew it was Fire Mom. But yeah, for some reason, she felt like she shouldn't say.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that, too.
I think because she didn't want to make Fire Mom leave.
Mm-hmm.
And Fire Mom wasn't doing anything bad. Yeah. So she was like, let's just let her stay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, and maybe, too, she was thinking, maybe the boys will have an interaction with her if she stays.
Yeah. And maybe she was thinking she could tell John. You know?
Yeah.
So then, Missouri says that the spell bag should purify. And it looks like they do after they put them in. I'm getting mm-hmm. a little ahead. But they don't. So it was.
Well,
it
she
was
does just warn them that it'll get bad before it gets better.
Yeah, that's true.
And that it's gonna get.
But we think that it gets bad and then better.
Right.
Like it shows. So they're like chopping holes into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then they this start.
This is like not my house.
It tries to crush Missouri. It tries to knife up Dean. It tries to strangle Sam.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking dresser or whatever it was that flew at Missouri.
I know.
I'm surprised she didn't break some bones.
Uh-huh.
And like, I mean, I thought like when it hit her, been broken. I was like, oh, is she done? Like, yeah. Did it kill her? I didn't know. Like, because
it was harsh.
Yeah.
Because I can't believe that she wasn't injured from that, honestly. Yeah. I think she would have had been something. She's a psychic, but she doesn't have, like, powers, mm-hmm. you know, like, she doesn't have, like, abilities to stop things with her mind or whatever. I mean, maybe she does, but they didn't say that, so I don't
think so. And it showed her getting hit by it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, Sam gets away, like, for some reason, his was, like, super easy to escape. Only so many knives in the place, I guess.
You mean Dean. You said Sam.
Oh, yeah, Dean. Mm-hmm. But then he goes to Sam, is what I was trying to say, and poor Sam just has it rough. He's getting strangled.
Yeah, I feel like most of the bad happens to Sam the first few.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, he keeps getting beat up.
Yeah. He gets mm-hmm. knocked down and knocked down and knocked down.
But he gets up again.
Never gonna keep him down.
But yeah, so then Dean just kicks a hole in the wall and throws that shit in there.
Which is brilliant, really.
And there's
really.
A blinding white light.
Poof. Poof, it's gone. Or is it? It's not safe. They think it's safe. Well, Missouri says she thinks it's safe.
Yeah.
Sam is less sure. His nightmare still hasn't happened. And so I think that's what makes him the most unsure. I don't know if he can feel it, because it doesn't really say. But I think he's just like, what about the nightmare? It still hasn't happened.
I guess, but I was thinking, like, it could have happened before, you know?
Yeah.
Or it could have just been, like, not exactly what happens, but just, like,
a hint.
Yeah.
But his dream about Jessica was exactly right. So, anyway, he decides that they should stay and watch from the Impala.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean's real sour about it.
Yeah.
He just wants to be in the bed. I think he's just emotionally done. Mm-hmm. I think.
It's like, I just want to get away from this place.
And he really thinks it's done.
It. Yeah.
And he thinks Sam's just being a little bit paranoid.
I think Sam knew.
You think he felt it?
I think Sam knew it was his mom and he just wanted to be sure. I think he knew. I think he had a feeling. I think he was hoping.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he just had to know. And I think that's what kept pulling him back to the house.
Yeah.
I think that's what the nightmares were coming from. I think he felt it. I think he knew that she was there. Mm-hmm. And I think he just had to know for sure. I don't think he knew he would see her, but I think mm-hmm. he wanted to see if he would.
My biggest question in this episode. So, Dean says, Missouri did her Zelda Rubinstein thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is Zelda Rubinstein? Do you know who that is?
No.
Do you know who that
is? The only Zelda I know is Zelda, from Aunt Zelda.
From Sabrina.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I don't think her last name was Rubinstein,
though. Let's find out. Okay, so, ashamed I didn't know this. I don't know how... Zelda Rubinstein was the actress that was on Poltergeist. the movie Poltergeist. Okay. And so she was the one who went around and de-poltergeist the house. She had the the knowledge and
that makes sense. Never seen that movie. Yeah. But I probably wouldn't have got it even if I had seen the movie because I don't usually know actors and actresses.
And I'm more apt to know people's character names than their actual actress real life name, and that Zelda Rubinstein is her real life name.
Also, I'm realizing here that Dean references things a lot. So he references things in pop culture.
Which I love.
But
I never understand.
I'm surprised that he knows more about pop culture than I do.
Yeah, he's always on the road. When does he watch
I guess stuff? Like in the hotels, maybe?
I guess, but he's always doing research and stuff.
Sam does most of the research.
Before that, though, Sam only just started.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so now we know who it is, so that's great. The dream comes true. Ben's or the nightmare. Shaking. The bed, yeah, does that weird exorcist thing. Mm. So Sam looks up, sees Jenny freaking out in the window. He's like, Dean!
And again, terrifying. Yeah. That her face in that window, she looks so legitimately terrified. Like,
she should be in more stuff.
She should. Maybe she was. We better research that.
She's probably like a huge fan.
Award-winning.
But she just did that because she just really liked the show.
Yeah. We are so sorry if this was your open door into Hollywood and now you're like some truly famous...
We don't know actors. Sorry.
Then at the same time that the bed's shaking and it's getting real crazy, the fire creature is coming out of the closet and the kid's freaking out. Because the kid doesn't know anything about the fire creature except that it's a fucking ghost on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
And so Dean gets the mom and Sam goes to get the kids.
Right.
Yeah. Wait. No, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. Continue.
Okay. So... The mom's like, what about my kids? And he's like, Sam's got them. Mm. And so they run outside. I'm sorry if I was the mom.
Yeah.
And I had been outside for more than a second and my kids weren't right behind me, I'd be back in.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird too. And Dean too. Like, he wouldn't just hang out outside.
Yeah.
He would. But the reason they did that was to set it up for when Sam gets the kids, and then they recreate what happened.
Yeah.
Because he's now the one telling the girl, take your brother.
Yes.
And don't look back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so I thought that was kind of cool. Like, even though, like,
full circle.
The circumstances weren't exactly right, because I don't think it's exactly believable that it would have happened like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like that they set it up so that can happen. That
Well, cool. Also, at this point, maybe he is feeling Fire Mom.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he knows it's Fire Mom, and so he wants to see that part, too.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I felt like he did.
So, the poltergeist gets him, and is like, it fucking throws him.
That kid, the girl is a good actress, too. She's like...
The one you thought was creepy.
She runs out. Yeah.
This part kind of confused me because I wasn't clear on... So the psychic said there was a poltergeist and there was something else.
Mm-hmm.
The poltergeist was the one locking the kid in the fridge and doing all the bad things. The something else is Fire Mom.
Yeah.
At this point, remember the poltergeist left the house.
That's what I thought the light was too.
That's what I was going to say. It's kind of weird the way it sets it up. I don't think the poltergeist left.
Yeah, I don't think so
either. Just made it look like it left.
It made it look like it did. And so he's the one doing all the bad stuff.
Right.
And then mom's coming down to fight him.
See, and that's what I thought. I always felt like it was going to come down to, like, the mom fighting whatever it was in the house. But then I thought that the other thing left. So then when Sam gets the kids out, and then it grabs him and pulls him back in. I'm like, wait, who's doing this?
Yeah.
Because is the mom bringing him back?
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait, no, come see me.
Yeah.
Or, so that part was really confusing to me, because I didn't know what was doing the grabbing.
Yeah, it's not very clear, but I think that the poltergeist just made it look like it left to, like, lead them into a false sense of security.
Okay.
But, yeah, so the kids run out, and Dean's like, where's Sam?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I don't know what got him. I don't know why I'm noticing all the zooms.
No, I know what you're going to say, because I noticed this particular one.
It, like, zooms in on Dean's face, but, like, it's weird, like, an undershot. Like, it looks up at him.
Uh-huh.
And then probably it zooms to the house.
Yeah.
It was, like, the weirdest shot. It did not fit the show.
It was almost like someone was on a swing.
Yeah.
And swung up from underneath him. And then swung back towards the house. Yes. And it was a really weird movement.
Like, I kind of liked it, but it felt off. And it felt not like anything this show has ever done. So I was so confused for a minute. I was like, what is going on?
What surprised me, honestly, was the resiliency of the door.
Yes!
Like, I think they actually had Jensen Ackles...
Like a real door.
...fucking axe this door. And I don't think they gave him any kind of help.
They didn't give him any tutorials on how to
They're
axe
like,
the door.
They're like, just fucking do it, you pleb. And so I just thought that was really funny.
There was a point with the door where I felt like it was just overkill.
Yeah.
Because there was clearly space for him to get through there. Just to brute force your way through that.
Yeah.
There, it was obviously big enough for him to do that.
And he kept going.
But he just kept going. And just kept freaking hacking at
and
that door.
And not only that, but like, he kicks doors open all the time.
Right.
Well, he tried, but I think front doors are a little more sturdy.
I get that, but it's still possible. Like,
yeah.
I still hear it happening.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like, for some reason, the writers didn't want to make this one easy.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they wanted
maybe
it
they
to be
like
the poltergeist holding the door.
They wanted time for
Fire Mom to get
and
down
all
the
that.
Stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, maybe they were like, guys, it's getting ridiculous. They kick open every fucking door.
Yeah. Like, he's not that strong.
Give him a bat. Give him an axe. I don't know.
So then, Fire Mom is there just as Dean comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Dean doesn't know. They don't know it's Fire Mom yet.
Yeah.
Sam might, but Dean doesn't. So he has his gun drawn. And,
what's that gonna do?
Well, if it's rock salt.
He loaded it with something special, but it was dark and I couldn't see.
Okay.
So he went to the trunk, got the gun, grabbed some specialty items.
It probably was the rock salt. Thing.
And then ran upstairs. So,
right.
So
I'll allow it.
He goes to shoot what is the Fire Mom that we know, but he doesn't know. And Sam's like, no, I know who it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Fire Mom. And she's not on fire.
Oh.
And she's wearing a little white nightgown because that's what she was killed in.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, Dean, Sam, I'm sorry. That's it. No explanation.
Yeah, after all this time, that's all you freaking got?
Not I love you. Not good to see ya. Not, hey,
and like,
how's the weather?
You're thinking, like, sorry for what?
Yeah.
What?
For dying?
Yeah, like that's, like,
so
what you
me,
have to assume it means, like, for, like,
leaving
I
assumed...
you.
I assumed it meant, I'm sorry that all of this has happened.
Oh, okay.
I don't
Probably.
Know what she really meant, but I felt it was such a deep sorry. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry
I'm sorry
for
your
all
life
of this.
Is like
yes.
this. Yes.
I'm
yeah.
sorry that it turned out this way. I'm
that's,
sorry you're
that's
doing
That's what I
this.
Assumed.
Fire Mom decides that she's going to challenge this poltergeist and tell it to get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and,
the power of the bomb right there.
And in doing so... Her energy and the poltergeist energy
cancel
each other out. And there's no energy.
Destroy everything.
So, I'm theoretically speaking.
Okay.
Does this mean she just does not exist anymore? Or does this mean that she goes to wherever their afterlife would be?
The way they said it makes it sound like she doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
But at this point... You don't really know.
You don't really
like,
know.
Yeah.
So it
To me, what it sounded like is she just stops existing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if we find out later at all what happened.
I thought it was weird because from what they've said on the show, it seems like ghosts are bad, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they turn bad. So I thought it was weird that the mom...
Especially, it's been a long time.
Exactly, it's been a long time. And also, she just inexplicably has more power than the average ghost and can...
Challenge a fucking poltergeist?
Yeah, and light herself on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's all this coming from?
Right, like yeah.
No, I don't think she lights herself on fire. I think that's, like, residual energy. Maybe. I think that's just because how she died. Because some ghosts have something to do with how they died on them in the show.
And she didn't. She just had the fire.
Yeah.
Because
our cat is crying at the door for attention.
Isn't she, like, when she dies, doesn't she also have a cut?
Yes.
So that wasn't there. So maybe it was just the fire was, like...
how it showed.
Yeah. But I don't know. I thought it was really weird. Like, she was perfectly sane. There was, like... I feel like there was really no reason for her to be there still.
Yeah.
Because the poltergeist had just shown up. So what was she doing all that time there?
Well, I mean, that we know. Missouri hadn't been in the house. She had just been looking for Bad.
For the same Bad, too, I think.
Well, no, she was reading, like, articles and stuff, trying to figure out if people had died, if something weird happened in the house. And she said nothing had happened that she'd seen. There could have still been Firebomb. And, you know, but since it's not doing anything, maybe there was no...
No, but I'm saying Fire Mom was there, yeah, but why? Like, there's not...
Because she died there.
I guess. I don't know, it seemed unexplained to me.
I think she's holding out and trying to, like, that's her way to contact Sam and Dean.
So she's trying to see him.
One last time.
So she was trying to, like, get them there. Mm-hmm. Not trying to get them there. Because I don't think she was actively doing... I think she was just waiting to see if they would come back.
Well, okay.
And... Who knows with all the feelings.
But then, like, how does she know everything, too? Are ghosts all-knowing?
I don't know. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, how do they know, like... How do things put the thought process in?
Yeah.
See, to me, it still feels like she's alive, but she's using this way...
Exactly.
To come through.
It was
and
weird.
So... Now I'm like, oh, well, what's happening? Because I feel like somehow she can still know things and...
But I'm sorry if it's what we were saying, and she's sorry for, like...
Then she knows what's going on.
She knows,
She knows the dad left, she knows they're hunting, she knows they're looking for them. Like, I'm sorry this is the way it is. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Stay tuned to
so
find
that's
out.
Like what I didn't like about this episode. I had a lot of questions that I don't think were adequately answered.
And as for me, the first time I'm watching it all, you guys have questions to a lot. I mean, you guys have answers to a lot of the questions, and I don't. So I'm like, will this question get answered by something in the future, or am I just gonna wonder this always? Like, so I don't know how far to take it. Like. When I ask questions, then I'm like...
And remember, there are 15 seasons.
I know, so then I'm like, do I stop because am I going to get spoilers, or...
You'll probably eventually get an answer, but you won't remember what it's for.
Yep.
That's true. That's true.
You're like, what are they talking about? There's so many episodes.
Yeah.
I don't remember half of what happens in this entire
And
show.
It's really unfortunate for this timing that I'm coming in at this time because it's the end. And I'm noticing a pattern I do that. I did that with Downton Abbey and, like, ended up having to binge watch, like, 9 seasons in, like, 3 weeks because I got into it at the final season. And so there's no way we can do this many seasons.
They just finished filming the last episode.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I feel like that would be a pivotal part for us as a podcast going into it to talk about. But we're still, like, years away from that. So.
Oh, so many years.
But it kind of draws out the appreciation for the series.
I hope so.
Yeah. But you're glad you got into it, right?
Yeah.
Like, so far, like,
yeah.
So Jenny gives Dean the pictures, and he's all like, oh, thank you, blah, blah, blah. And this is where they explain, like, the mom destroyed herself in order to destroy the poltergeist. Because up until then, you're like, okay, so what happened? Like,
yeah.
Right.
She's gone, but what's going on? So that was, like, a really good little detail that they had to throw in, because otherwise it would have been completely confusing.
Thank you, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
She tells Dean, or she tells Sam, oh, you have such a gift because you knew still and I didn't. Which, honestly, I'm just questioning all of her at this point.
Yeah, me too.
Like, is she even...
Who are you?
Yeah, does she know anything, really? Because I just feel so betrayed. Because I loved her so much.
I love her anyway.
I like her. But I felt from the beginning, when she turned and talked crap on her client to Sam and Dean, when she was like, poor guy, he thinks, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that is so unprofessional. Like, what are you doing? Like, to me, I was like, is she for real?
She kind of views them as closer. Family.
True. But they didn't know her.
Yeah.
Like.
But she knew them.
Yeah. True. But I was
that's hard to turn off.
And then, like, I felt like she was not at the level that I wanted her to be.
Right.
I felt like she was an amateur.
She talked a big game.
Yeah. But... I felt like she was just, like, just getting her feet wet in this business. And this is not the level. That's not what you want when you're going in to fight for your life. So
I thought it was kind of strange. Like, I was really feeling her, and then I was like, wait, no.
Yeah.
You're not good.
Yeah.
Mm. So, that's just...
I liked her as a character.
I felt it, like, yeah, I felt personally offended.
Yeah.
When I found out.
Because you're like, I had my hopes for you.
But, I mean, we don't know. Maybe John made her agree. Maybe she knows something we don't, as far as maybe Sam and Dean aren't supposed to know.
Yes, that. But as of now, I'm offended. There's, like, the big reveal where she's like, oh, that boy knows so much. And then she turns the corner and she's like, I don't know why he didn't know you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dun, dun, dun. And then you're like, what? What is happening?
That's exactly how I was. I was like,
yeah.
What? A piece of shit garbage.
Uh-huh.
And like, actually, in my notes, my final note is, well, this is just some bullshit.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly how I felt. I was like, and all I could flash back to was poor Dean on the phone with hopelessness in his heart and tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
And it voice broke shaking. My heart.
Yeah.
He said, I don't know what to do.
That was my favorite quote.
Like, it was really the most infuriating. I can't even talk. I'm
sorry. She made her mad.
She was real mad.
It made me angry. John motherfucking Winchester, you asshole. Like,
what?
Dean was literally falling apart.
Yeah.
Dean was literally falling apart on the phone, and you know he heard it because he's there. And he still did. He didn't even call.
Yeah.
He didn't even do, like, anything to offer some sort of support, like, hey, I'm sorry I can't be there right now, but I know you got this.
And this is where I was personally offended. I was so hurt. Like,
yeah.
I was so hurt for Sam. Nope. Dean. It broke my heart. And then I was like, I don't know if I'll be able to get over this.
Yeah.
And then Missouri was like, I could just slap you. And I was like, fucking do it.
Do it, Missouri. Do it.
Why isn't she telling the boys that their dad is there?
Yeah.
I think she just saw it as not her place.
She feels an allegiance kind of towards John because he's the one she originally was helping. And
then that makes me also
I
think she's not the character that she's portraying herself to be, because she's kind of like sassafras and like, I don't give no cares. I do what I want.
Yeah.
And then she's not telling the boys, who she claims to care deeply about, that their father is there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just some bullshit.
And I felt like it was weird. Like, the show kind of was trying to make us sympathize with John, because it, like, zooms in on his wedding ring that he's still wearing after all this time. And, like...
Well, yeah, he's fucking broken.
Yeah, but still. And he's, like... He gives a bullshit answer. He's just like, no, I can't see them until I know the truth. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, find out the truth with your kids.
Yeah.
They want to know it, too.
I totally get being broken, and I totally get not knowing what to do. But how do you then turn around and cause more trauma?
Yeah.
That I don't understand. Like, at all. So, I'm gonna go on the record as saying, fuck you, John Winchester.
I second that.
I third it.
He's an asshole. Alright, favorite quotes.
Well, I already said what mine was. Mine was when Dean was on the phone and he said, Dad, I don't know what to do. That just made me cry so hard.
I liked that one, but I also liked Missouri's, where she was like, people don't come for the truth, they come for good news.
Yeah.
You guys both went deep and meaningful.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And I went with, anything blowing up your skirt, pal?
I feel like that's always the way. We always have the emotional connection, and then...
A good runner-up, though, was the shot himself in the head 3 times.
That was really good.
My runner-up was, I could just slap you, John Winchester.
I mean, yes, that was good.
Never mind, that's the best quote.
Favorite character.
Of the entire show.
Except that she didn't do it.
That's how you sum up the entire show. It's all because of John Winchester.
Yep.
And that's not a spoiler, we already know that. So,
he started it all.
Favorite character, mine is anyone and everyone but John motherfucking Winchester.
I'm gonna blow some doors off this bitch right now.
I know who you're gonna say.
Uh-huh, me too. Because it's the same answer as me.
I feel like I'm being a traitor. This is so hard for me.
This is a pivotal moment.
I've been waiting for this. It's been Sam.
Me too.
I knew
it was going to happen.
Sam.
I have to say, it's not that Jared Padalecki wasn't amazing, because he was.
Dun, dun, dun. He just didn't have his...
But Dean was my favorite in this episode.
I knew it.
Because of that emotional breakdown. Mm-hmm. Because of that, he was so different. He was so real and so true. And it was so powerful to me. Yes. It deserves to be recognized.
Yep, mine too. It was almost Missouri till she became a lying bastard.
Shout out to Jenny, though, for those great acting skills.
Yeah, those were really good.
And I do always love Fire Mom.
Yeah.
I love a good Fire Mom, but...
Mary Winchester is pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you would like to reach out to us on social media, please do so on Instagram at spn.the.family.business.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us again next week for Season 1, Episode 10, Asylum, where we'll be watching stuff.
Saying things.
The family business.